Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Wednesday, August 19th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Hillary Clinton makes light of her email scandal by shrugging off suggestions that she wiped her server clean.
Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know.
Donald Trump says Hillary could get up to 20 years in prison for deleting the emails, and there's a federal law that she voted for that backs him up. Meanwhile, Jeb Bush says the NSA needs more power to fight the evildoers, and he urges the tech giants to cooperate. And the totalitarian regime has a plan for your future. They want your total obedience.
Even if it means bludgeoning every last citizen into enlightenment.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You know, let's release everything. Let's let everybody in America see what I did for 4 years.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, just as a heads up, you're going to be watching some very disturbing video coming up later in the show. They've released the 7th undercover Planned Parenthood video. It is very gruesome, very disturbing, and if you can even believe it, it's more shocking than all of the other videos that have come before it. Alex Jones asked this question earlier on the radio show today. If babies are not safe, if the unborn aren't safe, the most vulnerable among us are not okay in this country, are any of us safe? So that's going to be coming up later in the show. But first, let's talk about the candidate that receives 20 times more funding from Planned Parenthood than any other Democratic candidate out there, probably any other candidate that's out there, Hillary Clinton. What will our country look like under another Clinton presidency?
Did you try to wipe the entire, so that there'd be no email, no personal, no official, wipe the whole thing?
Well, my personal emails are my personal business.
You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know.
Well,
you know how it works digitally. Did you try to wipe the whole thing?
I don't know how it works digitally at all. I do not have any.
You did not try.
So just like she shrugs off the illegality of profiting from the sale of baby parts, she's also going to shrug off the fact that she illegally wiped her server. She's going to joke about, oh, what did I use a cloth? Now, Clinton told reporters that she's sure that she never received or sent material that was marked or designated classified through her private email account because she said, you know, it would have been marked as such. Well, an aide to a Republican member of the Senate Intelligence Committee fired back and they said, the way that you decide if something is classified when you're the Secretary of State isn't that you look for some stamp, you look at the contents. Clinton was one of just 20 high-ranking officials who President Obama named in a December 2009 executive order as having the authority to order things classified or top secret. So she is the one that's given the authority to say, oh, I'm looking at something that's top secret, I better label it as such. And she's the Secretary of State. So of course she's going to be handling classified material. Now, after just going through 40 of the emails after the FBI seized her server last week, 40 of those emails, two of them were designated top secret. So, you know, they've got thousands more to go through. We'll have to see how that goes. Play that GIF again because, you know, at least Hillary is already in her orange jumpsuit. So you know, ready for Hillary. She's already got her little orange jumpsuit there. Now, Donald Trump is predicting that Hillary could get up to 20 years in prison for deleting more than 30,000 emails. She says those were just her yoga emails, her yoga routines. They had nothing to do with work, right? And this is according to a federal law that she voted for. So it's actually backing him up. It's the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. It was passed in 2002 with a yes vote from then-Senator Hillary Clinton. One of its provisions is known as the anti-shredding law, and it forbids destroying documents in contemplation of a federal investigation. And it's meant to apply to corporate bad actors, prescribes a maximum 20-year prison sentence. And Clinton directed the deletion of more than 30,000 of her emails at a time when Congress was investigating her actions surrounding the Benghazi attacks. And, of course, after she's turned over her server to the FBI this latest time, it has appeared to be professionally wiped clean several times. So Hillary's flagrant violation of the law has been such a hit there on the Hill that the Republican National Committee is now selling a special Hillary Clinton branded wipe cloth. They say, do you have a secret server you need to wipe clean? Well, having trouble clearing out those pesky top secret emails? Well, Hillary's got just the thing, the secret server wiper. So there, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a pretty, or some Halloween costumes. Hey, if you want to be the wiping cloth that Hillary Clinton used to wipe her server clean, there you go. She has officially memed herself, and now that GIF is going to play on into oblivion. And Hillary already there in her nice orange jumpsuit, getting ready for prison. Now, Governor Jesse Ventura has some choice words for Mrs. Clinton, and, obviously not a huge fan there. Kind of parroting Trump, who says, you know, she's going to get some prison time for this. But he also isn't really holding back when it comes to the Donald. He has voiced some support for some of Trump's ideas. But he did, you know, have some other choice words for this entertainer turned presidential candidate.
If he gets or when he gets elected, if that happens, he's not the benevolent dictator. Not like you are when you're head of a corporation where what you say goes. He's got to understand that government is a case of checks and balances, and people have to work together and compromises have to happen. Mm-hmm. You are not a dictator like you are in the corporate or business world.
So Ventura noted that one of the reasons why he finds Trump appealing is because he can afford to fund his own campaign, meaning he's not going to be beholden to lobbyists and big business. But he wasn't too keen on Trump's advocation for this erection of a wall. He said, we stand for freedom, and yet we want to put up a wall that makes the United States look like a prison? Walls are a two-way street. Not only will they keep people out, but they will also keep you in. Bingo. And that's not to mention walls are going to do nothing to stop criminals from coming through to the United States via the tunnels, the underground tunnels that they have been building for years to ship in drugs and other criminals. So once again, you know, what is this fascination with Trump? It's just like years ago with Obama, empty promises, all filler, and, you know, this cult of personality that's surrounding him. So what's the big difference this time? It was bad with Obama, but it's okay with Trump? I mean, it's a puppet presidency all over again.
Well, unlike every other campaign I've ever seen, from president to dog catcher, Trump has avoided putting up any issues, any policy statements about anything. He's been running on the strength of his character and his opposition to open borders. Now, for the first time, we see a detailed policy statement. And of course, it's on immigration. So let's take a look at the economic, the legal, and the liberty aspects of the Trump immigration policy. Bloomberg Business asks, what would happen to the economy if Trump got his way? Bloomberg says the supply of workers would shrink a lot. They also say service occupations would feel the burn. Illegal immigrants, they say, make up 5% of the workforce, and we don't have workers to replace them. Well, that's not true at all. This year, Americans out of the workforce rose to 33%. the highest rate since 1978. We all know from personal experience that entry-level jobs are being taken by immigrants, especially the jobs that typically went to students who were seeing depression-level unemployment rates. As these charts show, since December of 2007, the entire recovery that we've had since then, 75% of jobs have gone to foreign-born workers, and we have seen declining wages in America. The Bloomberg article also says that Social Security Fund would take a hit. They cite a study that undocumented workers pay $13 billion in payroll taxes. Do you really think that most illegals are paying Social Security taxes? One of the major incentives for American businesses to hire illegal aliens in the first place is that they can save over 7.5% in payroll taxes versus paying for a citizen who is on Social Security. And if they are paying the taxes, then the person who replaces them, who is an American citizen, would be paying those same Social Security taxes. Bloomberg, Wall Street, and the Washington politicians only look at the economic cost to businesses. But what about the welfare and education costs that anyone who pays taxes are being saddled with? Our borders are being flooded with foreign students. How is that going to be paid? With property taxes. It's not just the additional students. The costs per student are higher if they need special tutors. In Philadelphia, 800 students speaking 40 different languages from 70 countries have just been registered. If any child in the world can come here illegally and you can be compelled to pay for it, how will you be able to afford those soaring property taxes? Will you be put out of your home or will you simply be impoverished? One excellent aspect of Trump's immigration paper is the H-1B visa abuse that he attacks. Reading from his statement, he says, increase the prevailing wage for H-1Bs. We graduate two times more Americans with STEM degrees each year than find STEM jobs. Yet as much as two-thirds of entry-level hiring for IT jobs is accomplished through the H-1B program. What are STEM jobs? Science, technology, engineering, manufacturing. The types of jobs that pay high wages that increase our standard of living. Let me repeat what he said. 50% of Americans with STEM degrees can't get jobs, yet 67% of entry-level IT jobs go to foreign workers with these H-1B visas. Let's turn to the legal aspects now. The anchor babies, that's been getting a lot of attention. The idea that foreigners could come to the U.S., have a baby, and then use that baby's citizenship to bring in an entire extended family, that is not something that you can find in the 14th Amendment. A lot of people have pushed back against the idea that we could ever stop the anchor baby program, but that's not in the text. The purpose of the 14th Amendment, remember, was to establish the rights of citizenship for freed slaves. Going back to the original passage of the 14th Amendment, in 1866, Senator Jacob Howard clearly spelled out the intent of the 14th Amendment. He said, every person born within the limits of the U.S. and subject to their jurisdiction is by virtue of natural law and national law a citizen of the United States. This will not, he writes, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, who belong to the families of ambassadors or foreign ministers accredited to the government of the United States. So it was never intended to make American citizens out of people who were born here of foreign parents who are visiting. That's what subject to the jurisdiction means. But even if you ignored that, why would you extend citizenship to the extended family? This is an abuse, and it needs to be stopped. Trump is right to call for its end. Let's turn now to liberty and law enforcement issues. I agree with Donald Trump that we should stop this ridiculous catch-and-release program of criminals who are illegal aliens. Being here illegally should not give you legal immunity. You should not be treated like you're some kind of a foreign diplomatic ambassador. Trump calls for building a wall and making Mexico pay for it. He also calls for increasing the number of immigration and customs enforcement officers by three times. He points out that since September 11th, we've already increased the number of ICE officers by a factor of three. So we're going to have 10 times the number of officers. We are creating a massive police state. We don't want to turn the American West into the West Bank of Israel with all of its oppressive population control measures. He also calls for nationwide E-Verify, a new national ID card, an army of new law enforcement officers, and a gigantic wall around our country is not something that's going to stop immigration of people if you don't remove the subsidies and the incentives for them to come here. The flood of illegal immigrants is due to the incentives and the subsidies that we've created for the benefit of corporate profits and a socialist agenda. Stop those incentives and you can stop the flood of people. But creating a police state will do nothing to stop it if the incentives remain. For InfoWars, I'm David Knight.
Thank you, David. And let's not overlook old Jeb Bush. Now, he's in second place to Donald Trump, and he has nothing but contempt for civil liberty. Total authoritarian slash totalitarian here. His whole family's like that. He wants to expedite the security state above all. He said Tuesday that the NSA needs even more power and the government should have broad surveillance powers of Americans, and private technology firms should cooperate better with intelligence agencies to help combat evildoers. Oh, I think his bro coined that term. So he says, you know, rather bowing to the demands of their customers, you know, that shouldn't be the bottom line there, what your customers want, that Google and these other agencies should just go ahead and fork over your information and just be more willing to violate your civil liberties in order to stop terrorists. Now, of course, this puts him at odds with Republican congressional leaders who earlier this year voted against bulk collection by the NSA. But that's not all. Jeb Bush says he is not going to rule out torture. And he's not the only 2016 candidate that's open to torture here. But he basically says, you know, I'm running for president, so I'm not going to say that I'm going to rule out torture or not. He said there's a difference between enhanced interrogation and torture. And, of course, that difference is whatever the White House deems is legally justifiable. They don't want to point that out. But most of the candidates there, they basically just don't want to broadcast to the world whether they're going to be torturing people or not. So basically they're saying, just trust us. So that's what we're supposed to do, is just trust all of these people who have the future potential to torture, interrogate, and be absolute totalitarians. Now, millions of cheaters have had their information exposed as hackers made good on their threats. But before you get too smug, what are we saying about privacy, and especially privacy in the age of the internet? Are we for it? Are we against it? Is it a good thing, bad thing? And then we're going to have an in-depth look at what Jesse Ventura has to say about running for president. And then that Planned Parenthood video is coming up. And like I said, it may be the most damning yet.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I wanted to bring Weldon Henson in here briefly because we have a great sponsor. Boy, I've sure been enjoying the firearms that I've gotten from them. HDfirearms.com. That's Head Down Firearms. They have super high quality 223s, 308, you name it. It's called 556, technically, in the 223, that are guns that would be $3,000 or $1,500. Guns that would be $1,500 or $900.
Well, the important thing to remember is that if you're not in the market to buy a brand new rifle, you have an AR-15, you have an AR-10 platform 308 rifle. They've got everything you need to upgrade it. Buy a new part, buy a new trigger, buy a new muzzle brake, buy a new handrail. It's all an upgrade for your rifle because these are all superior top-of-the-line quality products made in America.
tell folks about their low profile series.
Well, this is an important thing to have. This is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore. It's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you saved money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers. We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. Tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius, that's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high-end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of, is a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. And I think things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, you know, configuration. So anything you want, people, just call head down. You can get anything you want made there and any configuration you might want on your rifle. They're able to do that, and they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at HDFirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon. Jesse, you've heard my point. The world's collapsing in the third world. Serious problems. I get the West has helped do that, but still... The very same West that's helped do that is opening up to this, incentivizing it. There's a headline out today where third world leaders say New York is more third world than their countries. Don't you see a problem with unlimited immigration?
Yeah, well, here's my trade-off for you, Alex. Here's what I'll do. I'll state this. Put walls at both of our borders, take down the Statue of Liberty, and say, keep out, we're full. But the trade-off is... We have to bring our entire U.S. military home and let them protect our borders. No more bases throughout the world and no more wars throughout the world, because over 100 years now, we've been fighting wars all over the world. And so if you'll bring the military home, I'll agree with you. We'll put up two walls. We'll let the military protect the United States of America, but we close all of our bases worldwide. And we use the military, like General Smedley Butler said, to protect the United States and only the United States. Fair trade?
Jesse Ventura for president. That is an excellent idea. You know I'm a libertarian, and all these wars have been criminal. 15 years after supposed al-Qaeda attacks, ISIS is worse than ever. I'm going to talk to you about that briefly. But absolutely, we have no business being an empire. And it sounds like you want us to be Switzerland, where it's very hard to get in. You've got to be skilled. You got to bring something to the table. And they've got one of the highest standard of living.
I don't necessarily want that, but that's my trade-off. If you're going to guard the country and we're going to put walls up, then let's do it the right way. Bring our military home. We don't need to be having military throughout the world. Our military should be to protect the United States of America and us alone.
I have another plan. How about we get rid of anchor baby status and welfare and corporate welfare and slash it all so there's an incentive for hardworking people to come? A lot of these immigrants are.
Well, we could do all that by doing the military budget. If you bring them all home, the defense budget will get lopped in half. If the only thing we got to protect is the United States, we're going to have more money than we'll ever know what to do with. Because right now, we've lost over $1.7 trillion over there in the Middle East. Lost, gone. $1.7 trillion.
Absolutely. Listen, you're preaching to the choir here, but
down the toilet.
But it makes perfect sense. What I'm saying is you can't have all this welfare to incentivize lazy people, whether it's from Europe or Latin America or wherever, to just come here and have their babies for free and be able to stay. That's not fair.
Certainly it's not fair. Just as corporate welfare is not fair either.
I want to get rid of it.
And so, and that's fine. We'll get rid of all that. You could get rid of all that. You wouldn't even have to get rid of it if you cut the defense budget in half.
I want to get rid of the welfare. I want to get rid of the welfare because it ruins people. Jesse, let me guess. I bet you've never been on welfare.
I have not, but my wife has.
Well, welfare is supposed to be there for 6 months or something when you're in an emergency.
No, my wife came from a broken family, a mother and four children, and they're embarrassed about it, but they were forced to take welfare at one point in their lives.
Well, that's different.
So I know what it's like, and I know that it's a safety net that's out there, and, we certainly can remove it. But then again, if we're going to remove that safety net, then we have to have stronger abortion policies. Because if you're going to bring all these unwanted kids into the world, you better have something for them. You know, the thing I love about the Repubs, they care more about people who aren't even here yet than they do the people who are.
Well, look, I get the point that you can't have this welfare state, and then it's basically aborting these people anyways. They're just dumbed down.
Well, that's the point. If we're going to bring all these babies into the world, and many of them are unwanted, many of them are poor, many of them are this and that, and then you abandon them and say, hey, you're on your own now. You got born, but you're on your own.
No, but that's a government policy of putting women on welfare and saying a man can't be in the house to create giant broken systems to be Democratic voters that created that.
Well, whatever it is, if you're gonna be tough on abortion, then you also have to be have a decent safety net.
Look, I get people that don't want to have another kid, and so I don't judge them. But the abortion system itself was run by Margaret Sanger. They're selling body parts. They're lying about it. That's my concern, is the people running it are very evil.
Well, then maybe you better get in there and straighten it out.
Well, I'm trying. Hillary, okay. Do you think
the point is, like I said, I think it's very evil to take away the system, the safety net, and then force, like Scott Walker, he doesn't even want, you can't get an abortion through incest or rape either.
Well, can't we at least ban partial birth?
A victim of incest or rape, according to Scott Walker, that woman has to take that child and bear it.
Yeah, well, I think arguments like that helps keep it legal. Because it does sound extreme from the perspective of those that are for it. But what about partial birth? An 8-month-old baby could be cesarean and live. Why sell its body parts?
Well, I'm not an expert on that, Alex. I don't know nothing about that.
I don't either.
You're asking somebody that's never looked into it, and I'm not going to comment on it.
No, I hear you.
I don't know anything about that.
I hear you.
All I know is that it ain't the government's job to in my opinion, to tell a woman what to do with her.
Well, I think this is good radio. I didn't mean to get in arguments all day with you, but it's important to flesh this out. And I understand
and
you believe
I'm just
in your stance.
A believer that I don't want. You talk about independence. You want government in your sexual activities? I don't.
Hey, you're for decriminalization of prostitution. I agree with you, and now Amnesty International agrees. Studies show it lowers the crime rate and the abuse of women.
Absolutely.
I say take pimps and government pimps completely out of it.
Well, the only reason it's illegal is because there's an exchange of money.
And government wants its cut.
Sexual acts between two consenting adults are all legal. The only thing that makes prostitution illegal is you have an exchange of money. That's the only thing about it that makes it illegal.
Well, I appreciate the fact you're not a hypocrite, because I don't know the details, but I would imagine being in the Navy, you're not a spring chicken when it comes to a little bit of fun.
Anyway, let's go to callers, Alex. I promised I'd have callers.
I want to do it, but you promised you'd talk about Hillary. I mean, I've been wanting to know, do you think we're about to see the fall of Hillary?
I think there's a backlash against Hillary. I get a laugh, though, about her emails and all that stuff, how everyone's up in arms over her emails. I would much rather have an investigation of the trumped-up Iraq war.
I agree.
And how we were lied to and all the millions of people, hundreds of thousands who were killed because of it. and the mess we're in today. You notice nobody, or I would prefer them to investigate us torturing people. See, to me, those are investigations that should happen. Hillary's emails, I could give a damn less about them.
Yeah. Well, what about the fact that we see Jeb Bush coming out endorsing torture last week? Did you see that?
Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, to me, here you've got a presidential candidate that wants to be a war criminal. I mean, that's what he's saying, because if you endorse torture, that is a war crime. His brother and Dick Cheney are war criminals.
Well, I love how he blames the Democrats who've been accomplices after the fact, like they know about the crime and have helped go along with it, but they didn't execute the crime. And then Jeb Bush last week blamed the Democrats for Iraq when it's Saudi Arabia and ISIS that's running havoc right now that the Bushes are completely allied with.
Exactly. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. And I hope the people of this country wake up and see the facts you've just talked about, Alex. It's for Jeb Bush to say torturing's okay. We want a president who's a war criminal. And you know, but it doesn't surprise me, because 90% of these elected bozos were never in the military. And the thing is, if we're going to torture, then we shouldn't complain if other countries torture us.
Now, if you get Jeb Bush or Hillary, I might actually join you in Baja.
That's who you're going to get, baby.
Oh, man, I tell you.
That's who you're going to get, because on the Democratic side, even no matter what Bernie Sanders does, they've got these superdelegates. And superdelegates carry the field. So no matter, Hillary's going to get it, because she's got the superdelegates, no matter what Sanders does. And on the other side, they're going to get rid of Trump because they're going to say he can't beat Hillary. We've got to have someone who can. And so it probably will end up, I think, Jeb Bush and Hillary.
I don't know who's worse of those two. Maybe Hillary, because she does that Joker face. She's just, I detest her. And it's not because she's a woman like Bernie Sanders says. It's just, I'm sick of her. I mean, I'm sick.
Well, you know, maybe Jeb Bush, because then we could cancel the Revolutionary War and we could say that we too have a king. King Bush.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body. A lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Authoritarians merely want obedience, while totalitarians, whose rule is rooted in an ideology, want obedience and conversion. The authoritarians are the guys in charge who want to stay in charge, and they don't much care about you or what you're doing so long as you stay out of their way. Live or die, it's all same to the regime. Totalitarians are a different breed. These are the people who have a plan, who think they see the future more clearly than you, or who are convinced they grasp reality in a way that you do not. They don't serve themselves, they serve history, or the people, or the idea, or some other ideological totem that justifies their actions. They want obedience, of course, but even more, they want their rule and their belief system to be accepted and self-sustaining. And the only way to achieve that is to create a new society of people who share those beliefs, even if it means bludgeoning every last citizen into enlightenment. That's what makes totalitarians different and more dangerous. They are totalistic in the sense they demand a complete reorientation of the individual to the state and its ideological ends. Every person who harbors a secret objection or even so much as a doubt is a danger to the future of the whole project. And so the regime compels its subjects not only to obey, but to believe. Well, hackers have made good on a threat to expose millions of users on a dating website that caters to people engaged in extramarital affairs. Now, these users have been identified in a 9.7 gigabyte data file that was posted to the dark web. That means anybody with an encrypted computer can view this information. That was released today. It includes private data that includes names, addresses, phone numbers, credit card details, as well as sexual fantasies and profile photos. Now, interestingly, Washington, D.C. has the highest rate of membership, and at least 15,000 of those email addresses are from government agencies that using a .gov and .mil email servers. Those include the White House, the Department of Homeland Security, the House, and the Senate. Now, interestingly, this hack was motivated by ideological differences. The data was leaked after the Impact Team, who's the group that first compromised the website, they threatened to reveal it unless Ashley Madison was shut down and all of Ashley Madison's partner sites. Their main gripe was the fact that users have to pay to have their information deleted, and the fact that even after Ashley Madison charged for this service, they made millions off of it, that information was never truly deleted. And that's what the impact team was really trying to point out, is that, hey, you're paying all this money for this extra service, and look, your information is right here. And by the way, we're going to expose you because you shouldn't be cheating anyway. Now, before you get smug and say, well, they deserved it because they were cheating, you know, what does this hack say about the future of the internet, and especially, you know, our request for privacy on the internet? Journalist Glenn Greenwald points out that this is, you know, really goes to show that it's not just terrorists who have something to hide. But above all, this is about internet privacy. Now, under military rules, for instance, philanderers can be punished by a year in confinement and dishonorable discharge, which means they would lose their pension. So if anyone there is exposed, obviously that's bad news for them. Also, people are saying that they need to use the information that was leaked to go after social justice warriors and people out there who are acting holier than thou. If they're on there, go ahead and expose them. And of course, this information can be used to blackmail people. And they kind of point out that there's many instances where people could have signed up. Maybe they were a journalist and they went to sign up, or maybe they are in an open marriage. I mean, who knows? But now all of their private information is going to be on the internet forever to come back and haunt them, forever, really. Now, journalist Chris Hayes took to Twitter. He similarly suggests that if Ashley Madison could be hacked, so could many other things that we might not feel nearly as smug about, like medical records, tax returns, or even your inbox. So in other words, don't take internet privacy for granted, because you never know when it's going to come back to haunt you. So be sure to keep that in mind if you are a Yelp user. Now, of course, that website is very handy when you want to make some feedback about a business and its practices. But now the site has partnered with the feds. They're going to allow Yelpers to review any number of federal agencies. They got the TSA checkpoints, any of the offices you might have to deal with, national parks, Social Security Administration offices, landmarks, and all the other places that are already listed on Yelp. They want you to say whether you've had a good or bad feedback to share your experience. Now, DigitalGov claims the Yelp effort constitutes new ways to use customer insights to improve citizen services, such as dangerous full body scans and invasive pat downs at airports. But you'll recall that in 2014, a Virginia Court of Appeals ruled that Yelp users have no right to anonymity when they post negative comments on the website. So obviously, this is nothing more than an effort to monitor government opposition. So be careful out there.
5 years into the Syrian civil war, a media blackout is settling over the conflict as the United Nations, a supposed moderate rebel army, and a 2015 Bilderberg Agenda priority carve a path to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. After collapsing the Libyan economy, unseating and killing Gaddafi, and pilfering the Libyan stockpile of weapons to arm ISIS, the Obama White House's next task was to execute a duplicate illegal hit job on Assad's Syria. Assad has been fighting the New World Order cancer ever since. In 2014, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist Seymour Hersh explained the botched weapons of mass destruction's ploy to enter Syria. Obama's change of mind had its origins at Porton Down, the defense laboratory in Wiltshire. British intelligence had obtained a sample of the sarin used in the 21st August attack, and analysis demonstrated that the gas used didn't match the batches known to exist in the Syrian army's chemical weapons arsenal. The message that the case against Syria wouldn't hold up was quickly relayed to the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff. The British report heightened doubts inside the Pentagon. The Joint Chiefs were already preparing to warn Obama that his plans for a far-reaching bomb and missile attack on Syria's infrastructure could lead to a wider war in the Middle East. As a consequence, the American officers delivered a last-minute caution to the president, which in their view eventually led to his canceling the attack. Recently, a UN special envoy, Staffan de Mistura, launched a disinfo war attack on Syrian President Assad's character. Mistura condemned the Syrian government's air raids in the rebel-held Syrian city of Douma. Mistura called it unacceptable under any circumstances. Meanwhile, the United Nations has already called for an inclusive transitional governing body with full executive powers to be formed with mutual consent while ensuring continuity of governmental institutions. It made no mention of President Bashar Assad. For the time being, the United States has dropped $41 million on equipping and training the new Syria force, an army made up of soldiers ebbing from the factions linked directly to ISIS.
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. You knew those groups were around. You saw this analysis, sure. And you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration. I think it was a willful decision. You'd have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing.
And it wasn't just Saudi Arabia. It was UAE and Qatar and all of the other Sunni groups that are trying to break up that Shia crescent, as they describe it. Look, it's not, you know, Iran has its problems, but it's not the one that's supporting these jihadi groups going around killing people, beheading them, setting up these sex slave systems, and supporting ISIS, which is now threatening the U.S. It's the Sunnis. I don't know how you're going to handle on this at this point, but it is out of control, and this administration is totally oblivious to it.
As the Obama administration once again assumes the public is stupid enough to buy the proxy Syrian army's putative mission to fight ISIS, it remains conspicuously obvious that Turkish interests have already begun sealing Syria's economic fate. Gulf News Syria reports, recent visitors from Aleppo have confirmed that the opposition, local council of Aleppo City, encouraged several state institutions in Syria's north to use the Turkish lira instead of the Syrian pound as their chief means of exchange. Syrian President Assad's back is up against the wall as the malevolent claws of the New World Order mutilate his reputation and devour his nation's sovereignty. John Baum for Infowars.com.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
A white privileged racist male that doesn't stand for women's rights.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't wear children. I love Satan.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought you said three.
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynistic mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
Come on, us! Excuse us! Wow!
These, that's the guys that attack Alex Jones. Well, be warned, the video that you are about to see is definitely going to be disturbing to any of the viewers out there. I really don't know how you couldn't find this absolutely horrendous unless you have no heart, no soul. Now, this is, once again, from the Center for Medical Progress. It's their seventh expose and the third video in their Human Capital web series, and it exhibits absolute barbarism on the part of Planned Parenthood. Now, like I said, Holly O'Donnell worked for STEM Express, and STEM Express is a company that partnered with Planned Parenthood in California to harvest and sell organs obtained via abortions to medical researchers. The company pioneered techniques that are used to maintain heartbeats from aborted babies to better preserve them. One of the main slogans on the About Us section of its website is the purity, viability, and quality you need. Now, according to a Center for Medical Progress press release, they say STEM Express has been cited in published scientific literature as a source of fetal hearts used for Langerdorf perfusion, which keeps a heart beating after it is excised from the body. Now, of course, since all of these videos have come out, STEM Express has cut ties with Planned Parenthood, you know, saying that they don't want to get caught up in this controversy. Planned Parenthood, of course, is denying any wrongdoing. And, you know, thankfully, they are now the subject of investigation by Congress and more than half a dozen states. But like I said, what you're about to see, it's really horrendous. You need to watch this video, though, and decide for yourself, you know, Planned Parenthood, is it a criminal organization from the top down, or is it not? Should it be immediately stripped of federal taxpayer dollars, or should we just go ahead and keep on funding really the downfall of our humanity? Roll the tape.
I was training with Jessica in the Alameda, and I've been doing it for a few weeks, so I kind of knew what I was doing, but kind of not. And I was really busy, and one of the doctors came in, and she looked really frustrated. The medical assistants were with her, and I was in the field to listen and see what's going on, and the doctor just says, if she can't calm down, I can't do the abortion, like, and I can't medicate her, something like that, and she was just distraught. Finally, the woman, she calmed down, and the doctor went in to perform the abortion. It takes a little while, and I'm in the hallway, I see the jar come out, goes into the path lab, and Jessica, I can hear, is preparing it, rinsing out the jar, rinsing out the linen wrapping that catches it, dumping it in the strainer, rinsing it off, putting water in the pie dish, and getting it ready for the doctor. So then I hear her call my name. Hey, Ollie, come over here. I want you to see something kind of cool. This is kind of neat. So I'm over here, and this is the moment I see it. I'm just flabbergasted. This is the most gestated fetus and closest thing to a baby I've seen. And she's like, okay, I want to show you something. So she has one of her instruments and she just taps the heart and it starts beating. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this fetus and its heart is beating. And I don't know what to think. And she's like, you know why that's happening? And I knew why it was happening. It's because the electrical current was, the nodes were still firing. And I don't know if that constitutes it's technically dead or it's alive. It had a face. It wasn't completely torn up. And its nose was very pronounced. It had eyelids. And its mouth was pronounced. And then, since the fetus was so intact, she said, okay, well, this is a really good fetus, and it looks like we can procure a lot from it. We're going to procure a brain. So, the moment I hear something, that means we're going to have to cut the head open. So, it's like, okay, so what you do is you go through the face. I'm thinking, no, I don't want to do this. And she takes the scissors and she makes a small incision right here and goes, I would say, to maybe a little bit through the mouth. And she's like, okay, can you go the rest of the way? And I'm like, yes. And I remember picking it up and finishing going through the rest of the face. And Jessica picking up the brain and putting it in the container with the media and parafilming it. And she left and she's like, okay, you can clean it up. And I'm just sitting there like, what did I just do? And that was the moment I knew I couldn't work for the company anymore. I remember holding that fetus in my hands when everybody else was busy and started crying and opened the lid and put it back in. It's just really hard knowing that you're the only person who's ever going to hold that baby.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and help take us to the next level. And be sure to share the show with your friends. You can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you'll get instant access to over 18 years worth of content. And it's all going to be in high def, much better quality than what you're going to find on YouTube. We got all of our movies there, all the documentaries, as well as our ebooks. Things that you cannot find in the store. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We will see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face. 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in there. Don't take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
We came, we saw, we died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Ms. Youth, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports. and it's because of brain force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.